Mahatma Gandhi was greatly influenced in his spiritual journey by people he met from all walks of life. Foremost among them were Raikhan Bhai, also called Rajchandra, the Indian diamond merchant who was deeply spiritual and followed Dharma in every aspect of his own life. Rajchandra answered Gandhiji's queries with the deep knowledge gained through his reading as well as the wisdom garnered from his own practical life experiences. This enabled Gandhiji to come to a deeper understanding of the true meaning of religion, morality, spirituality, and the eternal human yearning to come face to face with God. Gandhiji despised the intolerance, hypocrisy, and outward show of people who claimed to be devout followers of their religion. Gandhiji's perspective towards all religions was a respectful, inclusive one. He realized that seeking God, who is the eternal truth, is not incompatible with worldly duties and life. From Rajchandra, Gandhiji learned that running a business need not mean that honesty, integrity, and compassion have to be flung aside. Business and spiritual sadhana 5 could very well go hand in hand. Gandhiji put the lessons he learned from practical observation of Rajchandra's life into action at Pretoria, South Africa, where in his capacity as a lawyer with a lucrative practice, he still tried to unite defendants and plaintiffs who appeared irreconcilable. Gandhiji realized that contrary to expectations, he lost nothing by this apparently impractical, unrealistic attitude. In fact, he was able to motivate the Indian businessmen in Pretoria to follow the same path of honesty even in business dealings. Gandhiji learned from the lives of prophets and applied the idea that to win over opponents, one should appeal to their conscience and win them over through selfless devotion to the cause of right. From the teachings of Gautama Buddha, Gandhiji learned that love would always succeed in overcoming hatred. The teachings of Jesus Christ taught Gandhiji to love thy enemy. Although Gandhiji shunned violence, he did it not out of meekness, but because he felt that the only way to overcome evil was through self-suffering and winning opponents over through love. Gandhiji tried to discover the truth of the spiritual laws taught by the great seers over the centuries. He tried to understand the prerequisites for applying these laws in daily life, whether they worked no matter who applied them and what were the implications of such application on the people applying them. Gandhiji realized that the great spiritual laws had to be adhered to strictly, regardless of the difficulty of the circumstances. This understanding transformed Gandhi the man into the Satyagrahi with completely unquestioned faith in truth, one who insists on the truth at all times, the ardent proponent of ahimsa or nonviolence towards all, whether living or non-living, the man who came to be known as Mahatma or great soul in his own lifetime. Altruism is not an ideal, rather the only way to exist for man, the most intelligent of all creation. Gandhiji drew examples from history to show that the strongest of races perished and the richest of kingdoms disappeared when they became morally lax and degenerate. Darwin's theory suggested to Gandhiji that the survival of the fittest meant not physical strength, rather it meant moral strength. References: My God by M.K. Gandhi. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/my_god.pdf. Truth is God, Gleanings from the Writings of Mahatma Gandhi, Bearing on God, God Realization and the Godly Way, written by M. K. Gandhi, compiled by R. K. Prabhu. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/truth_is_god.pdf. Moral Basis of Vegetarianism. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/moral_basis_vegetarianism.pdf. Mahatma Gandhi, The Man Who Became One with the Universal Being, book by Roman Roland. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/mahatma-gandhi The Man Who Became One with the Universal Being.pdf. Is Gandhi out of date? Dr. Vishwanath Tandon. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/iskandhutofdate.pdf. Gandhi Wields the Weapon of Moral Power, Three Case Stories, by Gene Sharp. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/gandhi-wields-the-weapon-of-moral-power.pdf. Gandhi, His Relevance for Our Times, edited by G. Ramachandran and T. K. Mahadevan. https://www.gandhi.org/ebik/gandhi_relevance.pdf. Ashram Observance in Action by M. K. Gandhi, translated from the original Gujarati by Bhuyi Govindji Desai. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/ashramobservance.pdf. Ethical Religion by M. K. Gandhi. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/ethical.pdf. The Message of the Gita by M. K. Gandhi. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/message-of-the-gita.pdf. Prayer by M. K. Gandhi, compiled and edited by Chandrakant Kaji. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/prayer.pdf. Gandhi's Autobiography, Moral Lessons by K. D. Gangrade. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/gandhi. autobio_morallessons.pdf. An Autobiography or the Story of My Experiments with Truth by M. K. Gandhi. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/anautobiography.pdf. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/gandhibooks.htm. https://www.ngandhi.org/mumgandhi/chap67.htm. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/shrimad-rajchandra-gandhiji-questions-answers.pdf. https://www.gandhi-ashram-zivagram.org/gandhi-articles/mahatma-gandhi-leadership-moral-and-spiritual-foundations.php. https://www.merriam-webster.com/dictionary/sadhana. https://www.spiritualityandpractice.com/book/review/view/5439. https://www.ncb.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc370567/#sec15 title. https://americanvedantist.org/2017/articles/mahatma-to-be-and-the-mahatma-maker-gandhi-and-rajchandra/. https://www.ngandhi.org/evik/shrimad-rajchandra-gandhiji-questions-answers.pdf. http://old.harappa.com/gandhi.html.